collage. So one of the things that we started realizing over the years of doing this was that, well, we do sometimes actually write songs. There's actual lyrics and things. But a tremendous amount of Negative Land's work is using other people's voices put together to say something. And you don't know why we picked it. We may have picked it because it was funny, silly, sad, tragic, beautiful, hilarious, horrible, you know, pathetic, embarrassing. And usually for us, the more of those things it is all at the same time, the more we like it. And the way that there's a certain way that I think the meaning is made inside your heads that's very different than if it was just us speaking in our own voice through songs or through lyrics. And sort of paradoxically enough, I actually find that I feel like you can make work that's actually somehow more honest and is open to this really rich multiplicity of interpretations and layers and things about what's really going on in the work and what it says. And in fact, Negative Land works real hard to, over the years, and I'm going to touch on this more in this talk, but as our work increasingly became more critical of the media we were appropriating and more political, we also became very wary and cautious about doing work that became didactic or finger-pointing, finger-wagging. And so sometimes we would end up doing work where it started to make a little too much sense, and we would purposely throw in some kind of pure Dada surrealist nonsense just to throw people a little more off the track. Because I think that, what is it, if you can, you can tell there's a great deal of thought and intent in a piece of creative work, but if you're not 100% clear on where they're coming from, I think sometimes that's the point where your brain is, you know, engaged and you're working in this way. And I think that's something we like to, I don't know how much we achieve that, but we shoot for that, I think, a lot in our work. Well, the other thing I want to talk about was why, you know, how we get inspired to make these pieces. And we don't set out to do work about things and then find the material. That's never, ever how it works. It's that we find the material first and we bump into it, you know, we hear it, and then we say, oh my God, this is great. We have to make something out of this. So a really good example of this, which led into all kinds of interesting adventures for Negative Land, is a record that a member of our group, Richard Lyons, found when he was in a thrift store, and it's an album, record album that came out in 1971 by the Reverend Estes W. Perkle, and it was called If Footmen Tire You, What Will Horses Do? And the Reverend was talking about the communists taking over the United States, and that by about 72 or 3, they would have us all in these camps, and that they were going to convert us into being communists by broadcasting over a loudspeaker 17 hours a day the phrase, Christianity is stupid, communism is good. Have you heard this phrase? Perhaps some of you have. Anyway, he not only was saying that, not only was it a Christian preacher saying it, and not only did he say it many different times, so there's lots of many different versions of it, but he was very musical. You know, he said, Christianity is stupid, communism is good, give up. Give up! Give up! So we thought, well, we're not going to copy him or imitate him for a piece of music. We'll use Perkle himself, of course. This is great. And this was a little complicated to make because, again, when samplers were around at the point that we made this record, but we couldn't afford them. So we were still cutting up things, you know, doing it with razor blades and stuff. And so we ended up making a piece of music, and because he was talking about brainwashing, we kind of thought the music should have this brainwashing sound. So we came up with this dirge-like heavy rock piece that just sounds like you're having this idea beaten into your head. That was nice. And we ended up making a piece of music that I guess we're not always so creative on our titles. We decided to call this one Christianity is Stupid. Sort of cut to the chase there. And as to whether or not we think Christianity is stupid and communism is good, we're not saying it. You know, this religious guy from Louisiana who actually just passed away this summer. Anyway, he was saying it. Well, I would play you the audio, but in the last year we actually created a little film to go along with this, which makes it much more entertaining, I think. And we got real excited because a guy who's actually been in the news a lot recently, he's a gentleman from Australia, kind of a popular actor, director, and he made a little movie that was just a big, big hit that came out, and probably know what I'm talking about. And we had this idea. I'd been kind of pondering this for a while, and when that film came out, it really kicked our butts in gear. And I thought, what if we could find every single Jesus bioflick ever made? And they go back to 1915. There's a lot of them. We found about 30. What if you took every single one ever made and took every single sequence from every film where Jesus is being beaten, whipped, flogged, nailed, you know, just getting the shit kicked out of him, poor guy. And what if we took all these shots and then edited them together into a music video and actually edited it like a really dumb early 80s rock video where everything was exactly cut on the beat, you know, something that the nail is going in, it's like this. What would that look like? I don't know. But we wanted to find out. The Passion of the Christ was in the theaters at the time, and a friend of a friend of a friend of ours got a hold of it I don't know what it was on, Kazaa or something, SoulSeek, somewhere. He found a copy of it that someone had actually put up, a digital copy. So we actually got this thing out. And in fact, we actually, as an experiment, when we released it, because we wanted it to come out while that film was still in the theaters, and so we actually put it out. We released it into peer-to-peer file-sharing networks. We said, let's use this file-sharing thing that's supposedly all about this criminal activity. Let's use it as a way to distribute new work. So we actually put it out, put out a press release through a publicist, and you know, told people where to find it and all that. And it actually worked great. We ended up with like 160,000 hits for it on our website, and you know, it's not a way to make money off of doing anything creative, but it was a great way to get the work out in a timely way. Now, though, I guess that's really changed because of YouTube and Google Video and all that. But so, we're going to show you that, and we gave it a different title, though, actually, which you'll see in a minute. We just thought we came up with a more interesting title for the video, so we'll show you that.
Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
Surely this man must be so good.
Did anyone walk out during that? That happens sometimes. Yep, it does. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I tend to not... I haven't always thought Christianity was stupid, but lately it's just making me so mad. All the things that are being done in the name of God, it's not so good.